Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Anybody notice how good the audio sounds today?
These fancy new mics.
We have fancy new mics. We're fancy new mic people. I'm very excited about it. Jonathan and I, this is what, our seventh episode of the podcast, which is really weird if you think about it.
It's crazy.
It's really weird. But we didn't want to buy super expensive mics until we knew that we really enjoyed doing this and we wanted to keep doing it. And I think we're at that point. So we bought microphones.
They're bougie.
They are fancy schmants.
They are Shure brand.
They are pretty darn sure that they're pretty nice. There was like more expensive ones, but I was like, these are good. And they're nice. I think they're fantastic compared to the tiny little things we've been using.
They seem great.
So let's get into what this actual podcast is. So welcome to Double Indemnity, the podcast. I'm Emily Klaser.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
And this is a podcast where we like to talk about random movies and things that we think about them. And we're not that smart. We're not that knowledgeable, but we have a good time. So hopefully you're along for the ride to have a good time.
Well, Emmy's speaking for herself. I'm pretty knowledgeable.
Jonathan considers himself pretty knowledgeable, but we'll see. Just quick things about the podcast. You can listen to it on YouTube or any podcast platform that you want to. And we also have a letterbox if you want to follow us there, where we post the movie a week before we talk about it so that people can leave comments and opinions if they ever decide to do so. So let's see if anybody did from last week.
You'll get a notification if you do.
I don't think I have like notifications turned on my... Nope. Okay. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes.
So, Jonathan, do you want to tell us what movie we are watching or we already watched that we're going to talk about today?
Fair warning, this is full spoilers for the movie.
Oh my gosh, I always forget the spoiler warning. There are so many spoilers in this.
For the movie Armageddon Time. So if you have not watched it, steer clear. It's directed by James Gray. I'd say the summary is like a coming-of-age story set in like the 1980s of this Jewish family in New York. That's how I would describe it as.
There's like a really short synopsis of it on IMDb, and it's just like a coming-of-age American dream movie, basically. Yeah, it's about the American dream.
It stars Banks Repeta, Jeremy Strong, Anne Hathaway, and Anthony Hopkins, amongst others, who
big
I did not
names.
Write down.
big names.
Huge.
Well, those were the main actors. Like
those were
the big people. Mm-hmm. Not people. Big, per se, large. Big isn't like
might be a little
popular.
Offensive. So directed by James Gray, he has done Ad Astra, which I'm a huge fan
of.
He
did Ad Astra? Have I seen that?
Yeah, you did not like it. We saw that together, Emmy.
What was it about?
Ad Astra, Brad Pitt in space.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't
Brad
remember
Pitt
that?
In a space movie?
Yes.
Well, it
when
was
he was
called
searching
Ad Astra?
For her, for his father. You don't remember this?
No.
Your dad liked it a lot, too.
He was searching. Oh my gosh, it was so boring. And there's the scene with like, it's like orange and he's got like a weird iPad that's like see-through.
Yes.
That's all I remember from it.
The cinematography.
It was so dramatic and it was
so
boring. So
freaking good. He also did The Lost City of Z, which I really like that movie.
Oh, this is a zombie movie, isn't it?
It's World War Z.
Oh.
See what I'm dealing with here.
What is The Lost City of Z? I never saw World War Z because zombie movies are really scary to me.
It's about Land Explorer in like the early 1900s that discovers this like lost city
of Z. Cool.
Great movie. Got Robert Pattinson, Tom Holland.
What?
Charlie
Tom
Hunnam.
Tom Holland? So it's like the Jungle Cruise?
No. Moving on.
Okay.
He also did We Own the Night, which I have seen like half of, actually.
I've never even heard of We Own the Night.
It's got Joaquin Phoenix. He's done a lot of movies with Joaquin Phoenix. The Immigrant with him. And then a couple other movies with Joaquin Phoenix and Mark Wahlberg.
I love Joaquin Phoenix. He is a genius. He's one of those, he's so good at acting, you know that he cannot function if he doesn't act. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? It's like a...
Like, I feel like acting is, like, he is such a, like, dedicated actor. Isn't he a method actor?
I mean, yeah, for... Yeah, I'd say, like,
I mean,
Joker.
Imagine being a method actor. Like, you are always in character. You're never yourself if you're a method actor, right? Isn't that when you, like, literally only act like your character, like, 24/7 even when you're not filming?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that for Joker.
I could not do
sure.
that. I'd go crazy. I mean, I don't love being around myself all the time, but I don't think I could be pretending to be somebody else for that long.
Yeah,
I feel
it would
like
be hard.
This is a terrible thing to say, and it's probably not true about method actors, but I feel like if you can spend such a long period of time pretending to be somebody else, how do you feel about your real self? Just get deep here, you guys.
Wow. Interesting thoughts.
Thoughts for your thoughts.
Free
okay,
of
sorry, carry on with what you were saying.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, he does a lot of movies with Joaquin Phoenix and Mark Wahlberg when they star together.
I didn't know that. What's the director's name?
James Gray.
I'm learning a lot of directors from doing the podcast, like Robert Eggers. Mm-hmm. He did The Lighthouse and The Northman.
Who did Triangle of Sadness?
Oh, gosh.
It's kind of a hard one,
He's
actually.
A European name.
Ruben Östlund.
Ruben Östlund. Is that a European name? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
European. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Blanking on the country.
Somewhere in Europe.
Netherlands, maybe.
Oh, the Netherlands. Okay, carry on.
I would rate this movie 4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5 stars? I would give it 4 out of 5, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was legit. It wasn't amazing, but it was legit.
It was legitness.
What is that from?
It's a Vine. You haven't seen that Vine?
I don't know a lot about Vines. I wasn't into Vine when it was popular, and then now there's TikTok, which is basically just Vine, but like a vertical video, and you can make it a little bit longer than Vine. But I don't have a TikTok, and I was never into Vine. So any memes now or in the past, I do not know them unless you showed them to me.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm really out of touch.
Bunch of like skater boys, and one does like a trick, then this dude turns to the camera, and he was like, "That was legitness," and he's got like these really messed up teeth.
Oh, that's so mean. You're talking about his teeth.
What?
You can't laugh at him as a person. You can only laugh at his jokes.
Yes,
so
it was
mean.
Funny. No, it's just like, I was... Never mind.
You had really bad teeth before you had braces.
Everybody did.
I didn't. My teeth weren't awful. I just had really bad bite. Like, you couldn't really tell because my teeth
really
were relatively
food
straight.
Very well.
I just had... My bite was, like, really off.
Just couldn't chew food easily. That's rough.
No,
he's biting.
It wasn't an underbite. It was like a big overbite. Whatever. He's just making fun of me. Okay, what were you saying?
Yeah, I thought this movie was like excellent. It's all the like different themes that it tackled, from like race to religion to politics to.
And it took place in the '70s, which was a big time 80s. For. The '80s. I thought mm-hmm. it was the '70s.
'80s because of.
Because that's when they started doing. They started merging the schools, and they weren't. Because mm-hmm. I remember, my mom said that she remembers when her district, what was it called when they...
Brown versus Board of
integrated
Education.
The schools. What was that called?
I know the court case.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know. My mom remembers when that happened, when they...
Integration?
Is that what it was? It's called?
Well, that's like a verb, like to integrate.
Yeah, when they integrated the schools, my mom remembers that. So it must have been in like the 80s or 70s. No, I think it would have been the 70s. I think it was in the 70s.
Well, this movie takes place in the 80s.
I thought it took place in the 70s. I don't believe 80s. Him. I'm pretty sure it's
I'm
the 70s.
I'm
going to
fact check you.
Whatever.
It's pace. I really vibed with the pace of this movie.
It wasn't too slow, which I appreciated, because Jonathan likes really slow movies. I don't know why. It's
coming
boring.
From like a film buff, the movies that I watch that you think are slow are not slow.
Like what? 2049 is so slow.
Yeah, okay, that one maybe, but
I guess
like,
it takes one to know one.
Love you too.
Thank you
I'm just saying there's a lot of slower films out there.
Yeah, I know. I don't watch them.
For good reason.
Because they're slow. Okay, I'm going to get into my notes because you're going pretty slow on yours and I want to move faster. So, okay, one thing that I wanted to talk about with this movie that they did really well was they made, and I don't think most movies do this as successfully as they did with this movie, is they made you feel like you were a kid. With the kid. Mm-hmm. Like when he was going to sleep and they blurred his mom and he could hear the sounds of people talking in the hallway.
Yeah.
I thought that was genius. Like I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I felt when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And my parents were tucking me into bed and my mom said she loved me when she was tucking me in. I thought that was really well done. And when his father was disciplining him, obviously that was child abuse, first off.
Yes.
Just want to mention child abuse. But I, like, you could feel the fear mm-hmm. of the kid. you know?
Yeah, it that was really well done.
It was so well done that you didn't feel the anger of the father. You only felt the fear of the kid. Like, you felt just like him. I thought it was really well done. I don't know how you do that.
But a great job putting yourself in the kid's shoes.
Yes, exactly. And all of these decisions that he was making that was really bad, like the kid smoking weed or something, or like skipping class, like that's a bad thing, and you know it's a bad thing to smoke weed and skip class, but yet you're still like sympathizing with him, and yes. You're like, oh, he doesn't know, like I didn't know, like it's almost like you feel like him, like, oh, he was just ignorant, he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I thought it was really good. I thought one thing that was interesting is that it really, really focused on and goes to show you that people who are in a bad crowd, putting quotes around bad crowd, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. They're just potentially mm-hmm. in bad situations or bad circumstances. And in reality, they're good people. They have good intentions. Like Johnny had really good intentions. He was a good person. Yeah, he was a good kid. He just didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know how to express his feelings and what he wanted. All he knew how to do was act out. And nobody was there to help him or guide him or give him any support or understand that he wasn't being a bad kid. He just didn't know how to act. I thought it was a really good, I don't know, would that be like an allegory or like to like how even though someone might appear to be in a bad crowd or a bad kid, it doesn't mean that's who they are. So it's a good reminder just for anybody watching the movie to not, you know, take something for face value and judge a book by its cover, because you really have no idea what's going on in anybody's lives.
That's true. That's a good point.
I thought that was a good thing that they did.
Yeah, and I think his name was Johnny in the movie. He was well casted too.
He was a really good child actor.
Yeah, this is his.
And so was Paul.
Yeah, Paul Banks Repetta. I can't pronounce that name. And then Johnny, the actor who played that, I don't have his name memorized.
Wait. The kids in the movie, their character names were Paul and Johnny. Are you saying their real names are Paul and Johnny?
No, Banks Repetta is Paul.
Oh, I didn't know that. The way you said that was very confusing.
Oh. And I don't know Johnny's name in real life. Okay. But this is his second movie, and his other movie that he's in is called Till, and it just came out this year, and it's like up for a lot of Oscars, apparently.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
And he's in two really big movies. I think Armageddon Time is a big movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think the actors
are huge.
Yeah, it's a pretty big movie.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be
big. I don't think it got like a huge release and box office.
Ooh, something back to what I was saying, which I thought was interesting. Sorry, I'm going back on what point that I was talking about earlier that I want to talk about again. And the whole like judging a book by its cover, which I think is interesting that evolutionarily, you should judge a book by its cover, because if we were like living in the woods and trying to survive and we meet somebody, instantly you have to be able to assess, are they going to be able to help us survive or are they going to kill me and steal all my stuff?
Yeah.
And we're going to die. So I feel like it's in like hardwired in our brains to judge people by their cover. Judge people by like our first impressions, but it's interesting how that
evolutionary mindset.
Whatever. It's not an evolutionary mindset. It was a mindset before we evolved. I don't know. It's a mind. Yeah.
Pre-evolutionary.
PE. It's a mindset that is outdated to today's society. So, despite how much we've evolved as a species, it's still in our mindset to judge people like the second we meet them.
That's true. I think of that every time I walk down the street. I'm like, is this guy going to steal my food? No, but you're actually right.
Yeah, because you walk down the street with food all the time.
I don't know.
We don't live in a city. You would not be able to do that. You're crazy. But I just thought it was interesting how we have to almost rewire our brains from how evolutionarily we have ended up still judging people instantly when we meet them.
Yeah,
I wonder if animals do that, like squirrels. Like, oh, I don't want to be friends with him.
Oh my god, look at that!
Look at those nuts. Those are not good nuts. Not satisfactory. These nuts. He's gonna die.
Those nuts are not gonna last him through half the winter.
No, baby, no. I don't want to be camping up with Jim this winter. Imagine,
Jim, Jesus.
Gosh, we'd be just like eating peanut shells by the end of it. I'd get no good sleep.
Imagine these little squirrels having these conversations.
I know, that's exactly how I imagine squirrels talking. Anybody who's listening to this, you have to listen to it like we're squirrels speaking right now.
Thoughts for your thoughts.
Thoughts for
Would
your
you
thoughts.
Like some nuts, Emmy? You have to talk in a deep, slurred voice like this.
Is this what a squirrel talks like?
Yes.
Is this how you talk if you're a squirrel? I thought they were squeeby, squeeby, squeeby. I've never really heard a squirrel talk. I've only ever heard like...
You hear them like...
In animation, they're like...
That's what they always do. That's like straight out of Nat Geo.
Okay. Let's talk about something intense in the movie that I thought... This is very deep. And I want to talk about it.
You've got a lot of deep thoughts.
It's going real down, far, deep.
It's going downhill. You heard it here first.
Moving on. I thought it was so interesting how there was a balance, this weird balance of him and Paul and Johnny both being friends and both being a part of discriminated cultures and how both of them have to do the best that they can to succeed.
Yeah, that's good.
It and was interesting.
They were discriminating against each other as well. Like they're... Like his family was like, don't associate with that boy.
Yes.
Even though they were are both
like they are in a discriminated culture as well. It's very unusual. And like it's interesting how the kid learns that like Paul, he learns that even though he's in a persecuted group, his skin color is still an advantage in like relative to being African American and at this time mm-hmm. in America. I definitely do, you know, wouldn't say today is a perfect time. There's always room for growth. People
yeah,
need to
much.
Be better people. Everybody out there, be a better person. That's all I gotta say.
Motivation.
Be nice to people. But yeah, I thought it was super interesting how Paul, you know, his family talks about all these terrible things they've had to go through, persecution for being Jewish, and then he has to see right in front of him a friend of his get persecuted terribly, and then him at being at an advantage just because he's white and his dad knows a guy.
Yeah, his dad knows a guy, and his dad's like, well, life isn't fair. Yeah. That's just how it is.
And this is a touchy subject. I'm obviously not qualified to talk about discrimination or race.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not consider myself qualified to, but I think it's important to notice these things and talk about them and make sure that we're learning,
mm-hmm.
being better people. So I thought it was a good movie. It really brings that kind of stuff to mind. And I don't know. You don't realize what goes on in people's lives, as I have said.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's true.
Let's talk about the actors. The acting. Top notch, baby. Top
yeah,
notch.
Yeah, I mean, everybody brought their A game.
Even the kids. And a lot of... I mean, come on. Avatar, Way of Water.
Spider.
He was so bad. And he was probably like 26 years old in real life.
Yeah.
But yet, Paul and Johnny are... amazing actors.
They were really fluid with each other.
They were really fluid with each other.
Well, like the fluidity,
you know,
was smooth.
They had a very good on-screen like
rapport. Yeah.
They seemed like real friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like they seemed like they really did get along.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I love kids, how easy it is for them to make friends.
I know you said that during the movie. I was
yeah.
like, I miss those days.
I miss those days too. It's so much easier to make friends when you're a kid. You don't overthink things. You don't make yourself like feel bad and everything.
It's like, oh, you're in this class too? Oh,
yeah.
Shit, we're friends
oh,
now.
Oh, you sit next to me? Besties.
Immediately.
I know. You don't overthink everything and judge people by their covers. Oh, I don't know. But I will say, one thing I was disappointed with in the movie, and I wouldn't change it because the movie was so, the acting was so good because of this, but this cast was stacked. And I don't love movies with stacked casts because...
What? I mean, this isn't any different
well,
than
here's
like...
here's my thing. Okay.
This
imagine,
is different than Amsterdam.
Okay, I don't remember the name of this movie, but it was about a Korean family looking for the American dream.
Minari.
In Minari, it was so much more believable because I didn't know who any of the actors were.
You know who Steven Yeun is?
No, but they weren't like
yeah, they weren't
extremely
yeah.
recognizable actors And I think that made it so much more believable. Like, you can view them as that. Whereas I'm watching it, I don't remember Anne Hathaway's characters' names. I just know she's Anne Hathaway. And Anthony Hopkins, he just looks like Anthony Hopkins. Like, I can see and appreciate their acting for being so good, but all I can see is them as themselves because they're such recognizable actors. Huh. And same thing with, gosh, I forgot his name.
Jeremy Strong,
yeah. And the kids, I really believed the kids' roles, but I just struggled with the parents, even though they were fantastic. Jeremy Strong was so good. The scene when he was like barging in his kids' rooms to make them wake up.
That was so funny. Good.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so realistic. Like dads just like barging in your room to wake
playing
you up
music,
in the morning.
Dancing.
It was so good. I loved that.
Yeah, this is probably his best
acting
film performance, I think.
I don't know what other movies he's been in. He always plays a douche.
Trial of the Chicago 7.
And I appreciate... Oh, he was so good in Trial of the Chicago 7. He was so funny. He's a great comedian. Or he plays... He is good at delivering comedy lines.
Mm-hmm. And then Succession.
He's fantastic in Succession, yeah.
Yeah, that's his best.
In Succession.
The Succession. The Succession. Has succeeded.
I had to stop watching Succession because it was too mean. It was too aggressive.
I love it. I can't wait for the next season.
What season did I quit on?
You quit at the end of like two.
The end of season two?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah.
We gotta get back. Yeah.
It was just too aggressive. Best. I didn't like how aggressive it was. Whatever. Okay, you know what? You say one of your points, and then I'll say one, because I'm about to go into a deep dive on mine.
Oh, shit. Okay.
See, I didn't have a lot of points. I just had, like, big things I wanted to talk about with this movie.
I'm going to steal one of your trivias, knowing full well that you already have made this.
Wait, how do you know that this is a trivia I put?
Because I just know this is something you would put.
Okay, ask the question, and then I'll tell you if I know the answer or not.
Oh, it wasn't going to be a question. I was just going to put it as a statement.
Make it into a question.
Whose movie is this based on? Or whose life is this movie based on?
Oh, the director.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anybody would have known that.
No.
I feel like movies like this about people's childhood is usually based off of real stories that people have experienced and then they wanted to put into their blah, blah, blah.
True.
Movie.
Makes sense, though, because he really wanted to be, like, an artist as a young kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I think I had some trivia related to it being inspired by his childhood, but I don't think I had a trivia question about that. But I might have. I wrote these yesterday, so I don't...
You probably did.
I literally don't remember them. I probably failed a quiz.
That's probably right. Okay, anyway. That was my point.
That was your point? I was expecting more. Okay, let's get on to my big boy point. You ready? The American dream, period. So I thought this was so interesting, okay? So I really was, I don't know. I thought it was very deep how they depicted the American dream and how... For the two boys, it was very different. So for Johnny, his American dream and all that he wanted was to have a life like Paul and have supportive parents and in a financially stable home and have, you know, like a life path set up in front of him for success.
And NASA.
And yeah, being able to be an astronaut. And for Paul, it was to get away from his parents and have the independence and not have anybody around him telling him what to do or supporting him in a sense. He wanted to get away from it. It's almost like the boys wanted what each other had. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting to look at to like what the American dream is. So like I looked it up on Wikipedia.
What is the American dream?
So I'm going to tell you guys what the American dream is according to
Depends
Wikipedia.
Depends on who you ask.
I literally wrote, we love Wikipedia, LOL. Okay. The American Dream is the national ethos of the United States, a set of ideals including representative democracy, rights, liberty, and equality, in which freedom is interpreted as the opportunity for individual prosperity and success, as well as upward social mobility for oneself and their children, achieved through hard work in a capitalist society with few barriers.
I was about to say after that, capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism is a big part of, I feel like, the...
Yes, it is.
Like, the basis of the American foundation. Dream. What is very interesting... is that whenever I read things, like, word for word off of whatever, I feel like my voice sounds different. Like, I try so hard to, like, accentuate the words that I'm saying.
It does sound a little different. I literally
do not know what I just read. Like, you know when you do, like, popcorn reading in school and you just, like... The teacher, you're just so scared for when someone's going to call on you that you're not paying attention. And then when you are reading, you're trying so hard to read it correctly that you are not paying attention. And you literally learn absolutely nothing.
Was not a good...
It's good for like extroverts, but it wasn't my thing. But moving on. My whole point of what I was saying is the American dream like even attainable for anyone? I feel like that was a part of the underlying symbolism because... Mm. You know, for, I think it was just like a grass is greener situation, you know? Paul wanted what somebody else had, and Johnny wanted what Paul had. So I think that it was kind of a look at, an in-depth look at the American dream and what it really means and if it is actually attainable.
True, true. I think that's...
People always want more than what they have.
Yeah, it's always
I am guilty.
Like a, yes, always on a personal level what the American dream is to like to you. I don't think there's like, I guess, well, there is a definition, but it's definitely subjective to your situation. Yeah, obviously,
Wikipedia just gave it to us. Well, it's very broad. It's basically saying anybody should be able to get their dreams in capitalism. It's all about capitalism, baby. It's what makes the world turn in America.
The world go around.
The American world turn.
The American world turns.
Do you have any other points you want to talk about?
I thought the cinematography was pretty good overall, but it could have shined a little more in like a couple scenes, I think.
I wasn't really even paying attention to the cinematography, honestly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emmett Glazer.
I don't notice things in movies unless they're really bad or they're really good. Like, nobody in a movie notices if the editing is good. They just notice if the editing is really bad. Unless, I freaking love this. I don't remember what movie it was I was watching. But when they time the music perfectly with, like, gunshots, that's really cool.
Yes,
like, action
I agree.
Scenes when it's timed with the music perfectly. Oh, that is fantastic.
The Batman. The Batman trailer.
There was another action movie where they did that. I feel like it had Ryan... Reynolds in it. I don't remember.
Ryan Reynolds.
Love him. He's great.
Me too.
Fantastic.
Just the perfect amount of scruff.
The perfect specimen.
As soon as Anthony Hopkins showed up on screen, I knew he was going to die.
Okay. I appreciate it, though, that he plays an old man very well.
He's so good at it. Like the old wise guy that like is like so reserved and like... but has like so much knowledge.
Yeah, and he's scary. He reminds you of like your own grandpa.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he's, you love him and he's caring, but he's also a little scary.
Did you see The Father?
No, but I wanted to because the woman in it was the queen in The Crown.
Olivia Colman.
Yeah, she was fantastic in The Crown. She was really good.
She's a great actress.
I wanted to see The Father, but it looked really sad. And I don't like watching movies that I know are going to make me cry. Like, I really want to see The Whale, but I know it's going to make me cry. I'm not kidding. We were in the movie theater watching The Whale. And
Watching
the trailer for The Whale when we went to go see Armageddon Time. And I actually started crying just from the trailer. My family loved The Whale movie. They thought it was fantastic.
Your parents
saw it? I really want to see it. Yes, with Carly. They said it was amazing.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I really want to see it. I think it's going to come out to the State Theater pretty soon, so we need to go.
Yeah, in February.
Early February, right? I want to go.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, come back. The Renaissance.
Is that really? Do people actually say that? The Renaissance?
Well, you say it with a lot of things, like the McConaissance.
What is that? Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. Is the McConaissance over?
Matthew McConaughey What do you mean the reconnaissance over? It would never end. He's going to be famous and loved.
Well, he's famous.
Unless, of course, he does something really bad.
His, like, acting streak, you know, where he won Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club and stuff like that.
I didn't even see Dallas Buyers Club, but I know he was really good in it.
His acceptance speech is amazing.
What does he say in it?
I wouldn't be able to tell you because I wouldn't do
it
justice.
What was so good about it? Was it funny?
It was like, it was inspiring and...
Inspiration.
Yeah.
I love Matthew McConaughey. He just seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he's a bad guy. Fact check me on that, but he seems like he'd be a good guy.
For sure. Anyway, you should watch The Father because Anthony Hopkins is so good in that movie.
He's playing a dementia, right? Or Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. Dementia? I think it's dementia.
Dementia.
Yeah. It seems so sad. And so in that movie, did they like switch up the actress for his daughter so that you felt the way he felt?
It's genius. It's really good. It's based off of play, which seems like it, which is funny because the director, I think his name's Florian Zeller. Mm-hmm. He directed another movie this year called The Son, which is also based on a play, which is just another like family drama movie.
Childhood dementia. That's a real thing, actually. It's
a real thing.
It's really, really sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Feel bad for laughing. Stupid child. Dementia.
No. So sad.
Oh, my God. I just highlighted everything. I almost deleted it all.
There's no Control-Z on your iPhone, you know?
That sucks.
Okay, I didn't know Control-Z existed until I was, like, halfway through college. I felt so stupid.
I wouldn't have made it through college without Control-Z.
I don't know how I made it through my first 2 years of college. But the first 2 years of college was prior to COVID, so it wasn't as computery.
True.
School wasn't. Is so computery. I don't know how our parents went to school without computers.
And they actually had to like go and check like a paper on the wall to see what they got in their test.
I know. And they didn't have Chegg.
Oh, Chegg.
This is a sponsorship for Chegg.
Yes.
I already have my degree. They can't take it away from me now, can I? I never used it on a test. Only
I use it on a test. I'm not afraid to say that.
You guys, it's worth the membership. I wonder if they're still cracking down on sharing accounts because we shared an account for a really long time. Wow, we are just laying it all on the table. The FBI is going to come for us.
How much was it a month? Like $15 a month?
It was $13 a month. And then they started cracking down on my IP address. And so then I kicked you off my account, I think. And then I would literally get in trouble for using different browsers on my own computer. Like I would use it in Chrome and then I would use it in Microsoft Edge and it would get mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can only use
it. It was so annoying.
On one device too, which really screwed me over a couple times.
What do you mean? How did it screw you over?
Well, you got the lockdown browser on your computer, and you can't pull up on your phone because it only locks on one device.
Oh, my God. That's awful. You are such a cheater.
Yeah.
I never cheated like that.
Let's be honest.
For all you can't see, Jonathan's giving me the stank eye. Stank it. Whatever. We got degrees. I graduated with highest honors.
That's great.
Summa cum laude Buddha. We didn't do that at my school. Summa cum laude, summa cum bluba. What's crazy is like summa cum whatever is like a 3.9 or something. And then a summa cum whatever.
Magna cum laude.
And the next one's like a 3.7. At my school, if you had over a 3.5, you were highest honors.
That's because Georgia Tech's.
Yeah. It was so funny. I guess they like expected us to just be that stupid. Or nah, I guess they expected us to just have low GPAs.
Yeah.
And everybody was always like, oh, if you're going to grad school, they'll get it. Like, they'll understand that you had a lower GPA just because you went to Georgia Tech. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Press X for doubt.
I'm calling BS.
I was gonna say I haven't seen this director's like all of his movies, but now I'm like a pretty big fan of his because I mean I really like Ad Astra and Lost City of Z. I started We on the Night. I think I turned it off like halfway through. He really likes characters in New York.
Yeah, I mean a lot of people will honestly focus on certain areas, I mean,
which makes sense with his upbringing.
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks. North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP, New York. And then who is the director that did Three Billboards?
Martin McDonagh.
Doesn't he always make up random towns in the Midwest?
Well, he's done that twice, so not always.
Oh, well, at least I like...
Ebbing and, okay. And Sheeran.
See, I always like know things. I just don't know what the thing is. And Jonathan always knows what the thing is.
It's true. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, what were you saying? So you want to see all his movies now, basically?
Oh my God. I would like to get more into James Gray. The film did a perfect job at blending like moments of like lightheartedness and comedy with moments of like melancholy. Mm-hmm. Like with the scene with the rocket with his grandfather, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, and you know his grandpa's going to die soon.
And you see...
When his mom was like, you need to go see grandpa this week. Mm-hmm. And she's so upset. And he doesn't understand why she's upset. And he's like, I had a good day at school. And she totally forgot it was his first day of school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad when he knows his grandpa's going to die. Losing your grandpa... Using your grandparents is really sad.
Yeah. That's rough. I thought the movie did an excellent job with that.
They did, actually.
It was very, like, cathartic, I think.
What does that mean?
I've told you this so many times.
I don't know what words mean.
Like, catharsis is, like, an extreme release of emotion.
Catharsis sounds like a bad word. It sounds like it would mean, like, killing somebody. Like, with poison. He was catharsized. Wait, what does it mean? I wasn't listening when you said it.
What else is new?
I can't. I just can't.
It's like...
I can't have two thoughts in my brain.
Only one.
And only that one is rare.
It's like the extreme, or not, it doesn't have to be extreme, just like a release or intense feeling of like emotion. And that could be like any emotion, like laughing, crying,
I
fear.
Did not know that. You've told me that.
Like
so it was very
times.
Cathartic. It just like is emotion evoking.
Yeah, and that can be there's like a wide array
See,
of emotions.
Like I won't remember things or know them unless I can explain it back to you in my own words.
Explain it back to
and
me.
And people get I just did.
I know.
People get so annoyed with it. Because they'll say something to me and then I'll say it back in my own words and they'll be like, yeah, I already told you that. Basically, oh, like that's right. The response I get, but I'm like, I have to say it back in my own words or I will not. It will not like stay in my brain, so.
It won't go.
It makes me feel really, I feel really bad that I do it to people all the time, but I have to.
It's what I'm here for.
It's what you're here for?
Yeah.
Did you get it? I was doing it.
Yeah, I got it.
You sounded like you hated me.
I don't think I have any more notes.
You're noted out. Okay, so noted. We have prepared Oscar nomination
Excuse
predictions.
Excuse me, I have prepared
no,
Oscar.
No, I prepared a couple too. I've heard a couple too. So we can either do our Oscar nomination predictions because they come out before the next podcast.
They come out next Tuesday at 8:30 a.m.
Or
okay. Like the exact time.
All right. He's got it on the calendar.
And Allison Williams and Riz Ahmed is hosting.
I don't know who those people are.
Or they're announcing them. Yo, Sound of Metal.
Oh.
That actor.
Oh, he's fantastic.
You know the crazy girl from Get Out?
Yes.
Yes. That's Allison Williams. There you go.
The only person I remember from Get Out was the main character because he is amazing actor.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Every time I see him in a movie, I get so excited. He is
That's
fantastic.
Not true. We started watching Judas and the Black Messiah and you were like,
oh, well, that
this
movie
boring.
Was boring. It's not my fault he was in a boring movie. It was a boring movie.
It was not a boring movie.
I guess it was just slow.
I think you're just slow. Moving on.
That's so mean. Okay, so do you want to do trivia or do you want to do Oscar nomination
predictions?
Oh, let's
do trivia first.
Trivia first? Okay. Yeah. So, you'll think this is interesting.
I've heard that before.
Okay. Somebody's feeling sassy tonight. Okay. So, who was originally cast for the lead parents and grandpa?
So, it was all different?
Yes. When they first announced the movie, they announced a dad, a mom, and a grandpa, and none of them were the actors that ended up
Can you give me acting. Hints?
Yes. It was two men and a woman.
Like...
I'm not going to give you hints. You have to guess. Who do you think?
I don't know where to go with this.
I was worried you would know it, because every time a new movie comes out, or a new announcement, you know that it's been announced and that it's happening.
That's true. I do. God, I don't know. Grandpa? Harrison Ford. It's a bad guess. It's a terrible guess. Woman, maybe like Nicole Kidman and
Nicole Kidman. Are you Kidmaning me?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't get these hints.
You ready? Okay, for the mom, Kate Blanchett.
Makes sense.
She would have been good in it, I think.
Yeah.
For the dad, Oscar Isaac.
Oh, they would have been really good together,
they,
actually.
They would have made a great parent couple. Yeah. I had to actually Google who he was. I forgot who he was again. I should probably Google him again. But I remember when I did Google him originally, I thought he would be a really good
They should dad be figure. A couple in a movie together.
Yeah, awesome. I thought it was pretty good cast. And then for the grandfather, Robert De Niro. He plays a great grandpa. Have you seen The Intern?
Yes, I've seen The Intern.
My mom has this thing where like she will rewatch certain movies, and I do the same thing. And one of hers is The Intern. I talk about my mom a lot.
Well, she's a great person. My mom.
She's an amazing woman.
Shout out, Mrs. Glazer.
Shout out to my mom. Okay. What is the name Armageddon Time referencing?
That's a quote from Reagan.
In a sense. First off, it's referencing a song by The Clash. Obvi, everybody knows that. Moving on. It is a reference to Ronald Reagan, and it alludes to this.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but like that quote was in the TV playing in the movie.
I know. Okay. That's what I was going to say. So they alluded to it by the TV playing it, but the point was how Ronald Reagan kept talking about Armageddon, the end of the world, you know? And it's almost referencing how at the time a lot of children were traumatized by that, the idea that the world is ending. And that might have been maybe why the boys were so traumatized and terrified, because they kept hearing from everybody, it's the end of the world, it's Armageddon.
And we're like maybe lashing out.
It could have been traumatizing for children at the time, is what the director said about it. That was interesting. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
I thought the title was like, it threw me off at first. The way it was like graffitied.
Okay, why was it? Was it just messed up in our theater that it was graffitied originally in the top left and then at the end it was in the middle?
I think that was intentional.
Why?
I don't know.
Like that, I just like, why? I thought it was really, really weird. I was assuming that you would know.
I did not know, but director's movie.
I literally the other day was trying to remember the name of the movie and I was like, Andromeda Strain? Which I don't think is the first time that I've done that, but that's just always what I think of.
That's the second time.
Armageddon is a hard word to remember. For some reason, I just didn't come to my mind.
I just think of the movie Armageddon. Bruce Willis, Liv Tyler, Ben Affleck.
You can keep saying things. It's not going to make me remember it.
You know, they got to drill into an asteroid to prevent it crashing down into Earth and the humanity.
That sounds like such a good movie.
I've seen like the first half.
Ben Affleck in space?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a space movie. You know you've made it when you have a space movie.
That's kind of true, actually.
Yeah. All the big actors have a space movie.
I'm trying to think of a big actor who doesn't have a space movie.
They all do.
Robert De Niro.
It's probably coming. Grandpa in space. Moving on. How long was the standing ovation for this movie at the Cannes Film Festival in 2022?
It did premiere there, yes.
Shut up. Correct. That was so pretentious. What were you going to be like, fact check, it wasn't there?
8 minutes.
7 minutes.
That was close.
Who can clap their hands for seven minutes? God. I could never do that.
Yeah, they do it for so long.
We should do a
long
segment, just a podcast of us clapping for 7 minutes straight. To show how ridiculous that is. Clapping.
After this, I have to show you the video of the standing ovation for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was like 11 minutes long. And Quentin Tarantino is so cringy.
He is so pretentious.
The camera is just right in his face, and he's just like, oh, it's so awkward.
11 minutes? That movie is boring.
I like that movie.
People must just be high on something when they go to film festivals.
On movies, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Also,
I want to go to film
festivals. There's a film festival the weekend of your birthday in Minneapolis. Do you want to go?
Wait, for real? What is it?
Yeah. It's the MSP Film Festival.
I've never heard of that.
I know, it's not relevant, but we are not rich right now. We just bought microphones.
That's true.
We can't afford anything else.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you want to go.
Research.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be too expensive to go. I mean, obviously, we can't go to the Cannes Film Festival.
True.
And we can't afford to go to the...
We do Sundance.
Sundance. Well, that one's in Salt Lake City. Am I... Utah?
Utah, yeah.
It's in Utah. We could, but it's expensive.
This is expensive.
Very expensive. But I would definitely go. I was looking totally at flights today at work, literally. Like, oh, I want to go on a trip.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere.
We're going somewhere soon.
Where? Oh, Arizona. Yeah. Ah, we're going to Arizona for my sister's wedding. I'm so excited. Okay, moving on. What was a true story from the movie based on the director's life. There were probably many, but I'm referencing a specific one. And if you don't get it right, well, that's on you. I don't know,
leaving the Guggenheim Museum?
No. Stealing a computer.
Stealing a computer, yeah.
So what had happened was, so James Gray, when he was a kid, they tried to steal the blueprints for Star Trek the Motion Picture at Bloomingdale's. And they got caught, and they both went to jail, and his dad got him out, and his friend stayed in jail, just like Johnny, and he never saw his friend again. And his friend ended up actually dying in a drug deal many years later, which was really sad. So, yeah, I guess it was he was talking about his own childhood, how he got out. And now he made this movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Good fun fact.
What was Anne Hathaway's headache referencing in real life and was a story that the director actually had wanted to include originally?
Her headache?
Yeah, it was actually a reference to something that was real.
When did
real.
She have a headache?
When Anthony Hopkins danced with her in the kitchen after the kid ordered dumplings. And she was like, at the end of the day, like, oh, I have a headache.
Oh, what was it referencing?
Yeah, it was referencing something real to the director.
Some kind of sickness that his mom had?
Yes. So, one thing that he had wanted to put in the movie that he didn't was that his mother had died of brain cancer right after his father had achieved financial success. And he wanted to include it, but he didn't. So he just made a little reference to it with Anne Hathaway having a headache, which I thought was interesting. Yeah.
It's a good Easter egg.
I know. It was a good little snippet. Anthony Hopkins trivia. How many Oscars does he have and what for?
He's got one for Silence of the Lambs.
Well, what was it?
He's got one.
What was it for from Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, wait, is it Best Supporting or Best Actor? It's Best Actor, right?
I can't tell you.
He's got, does he have two or three? He's got two.
Your face right now. Okay. Stop one asking me like it's a question.
One
You're
for the father and one for Silence of the Lambs. The father was Best Actor. For Silence of the Lambs, it was, I don't know if it was supporting or Best Actor, because he only has like 16 minutes of screen time in that whole movie.
What? Oh my God, I didn't know that. Yeah. Only 16 minutes.
You got an Oscar for it.
Well, he was amazing in it. I mean, that's what everybody knows him for.
True.
Well, what is your final answer?
Those two?
Yeah. Best Supporting or Best Actor?
Best Supporting.
It was Best Actor. Your face when you said it. Best. I
couldn't remember.
It was Best Actor.
But he only has two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I knew that.
Okay. This is the last question, and I had to say that as the last question because I knew you'd be so excited. Are you ready?
Sure.
Who does Anne Hathaway share a birthday with?
Me.
No, somebody you love more than you.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes! Did you know?
No, but as soon as you said more,
as soon as you smiled. Somebody you love more than yourself.
I could tell.
Yeah, November 12th. They share a birthday.
That's cool. Put that down on my calendar.
I know. I was like, I have to make that the big finale. Because it's Jonathan's favorite.
I think I share a birthday with Ariana Grande.
Ah, who do I share a birthday with? I remember looking it up.
And Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, let me see.
Yes,
I'm going to look up actors with my birthday. My birthday is June 8th.
You're just going to give me a birthday present for my birthday? My birthday card with a birthday?
Thank you for entertaining the audience while I fact check.
You're welcome.
Okay, I share a birthday with a bunch of people whose names I don't know.
Okay, let's see.
Kanye West, let's go, baby.
Hey, you don't really want to be associated with him right now.
I know. I don't want to be associated with him. Yeah, I was making a joke. People? They must be just like randos. Rosanna Pansino, she's famous on YouTube. I don't know who the other people are.
You got a lot of weird looking
LOL,
people.
LOL, I hate that. I hate that I share a birthday with Kanye West. That's like gross. He's like gross. Oh, did you hear he got married?
Yeah, but like not legally. It was just like...
Will you marry me?
Yes.
We're married.
That's what he did.
Really?
Yeah, with a girl that looks exactly like Kim Kardashian.
Oh my gosh, Morgan Freeman's birthday is June 1st. Oh, I don't have anybody cool who shares a birthday with me.
You're just not cool.
No, it sucks. Kanye West. I'm so disappointed. Okay, moving on. Okay, well,
next episode
let's
will just
talk
be,
about what the next episode is going to be.
Next episode will just be this, and then we'll figure out.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the next episode of the podcast, we are going to talk about our predictions for who is going to win the Oscars.
Who's going to be nominated?
No, because the episode will be posted after denominations come out.
What?
What are you? This podcast comes up next the Saturday after Tuesday, so the nominations will already be.
Let's just do posted. It before then.
Do what? Film it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. We do not get shit figured out before.
Clearly.
So what is a movie you think is going to get nominated for best picture that we haven't watched yet?
Oh,
going to look at his nomination list.
Tar, The Fablemans.
Tar?
Women
what is that?
Talking. It's Cate Blanchett as
our dog
orchestra conductor.
Oh, we should watch that. If you think it's going to get nominated for best picture, we can watch it.
Yeah, or The Fablemans. I don't know where to watch all these, though. We'll find them.
We'll find it. So we're going to watch Tar next week. So if you guys want to watch it too, give us your opinions, and we'll see you next time.
Cool.
All right. Bye.